Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniels, Tennessee Honey, and Cope Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pro Football Hall of Famer and former Buffalo Bill Andre Reed. You're listening to Nate and the Fellas on Circle the Wagons podcast. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Go Bills.
Yeah. We here.
Welcome to the Circling the Wagons podcast, a podcast discussing the Bills all year round with interviews, news, recaps, and insightful fan discussion. Here's your host and lifelong Bills fan, Nate.
Hey, Bills Mafia. Welcome to a special breaking news episode of Circling the Wagons, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and we have news today, earlier this afternoon, that Bills star defensive end Von Miller had a warrant out for his arrest for domestic violence. We're going to discuss that and pretty much only that, the implications, the discussion on the subject in general, what it can mean for the Bills, what it can mean for the team, what it could happen to the Bills' salary cap as a result. So a lot of fun things to discuss. But I'm joined by my co-host, Mike. Mike, obviously a weird discussion to have, so I don't want to ask you how you're doing. Oh, I'm doing great, Nate. Like, it's kind of a weird thing, but yeah, you ready to discuss Von Miller?
I'm doing good, man. It's a great...
Mike's like, never been better. Okay, all right, well. So, Mike, going into this Nate. Into this bye week, man, it was kind of, I kind of had the thought of, well, you know, it'll be a less stressful week, right? The Bills aren't playing. The Bills can't lose in dramatic fashion, right? Just got over a heartbreaking loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'm like, okay, that's okay. I'm good at taking a week off from like really, you know, worrying or stressing about the team, right? And then this news rolls around, the Von Miller stuff. So we went from being like, ah, it's just another bye week. Let's just sit back and enjoy some football to, oh man, what's going on here? So I'm going to give some brief summary about it. Again, these are allegations. We don't know the true implications or how much of it goes from allegation to truth to conviction. Obviously, it's not at that point yet, but Von Miller's longtime girlfriend accused him of assaulting her at their home in Dallas on Wednesday morning, which would have been yesterday morning compared to when we're recording this, and a warrant was issued for Miller's arrest. The warrant for a charge of assaulting a pregnant person is a third degree felony. So Mike, when you hear that, like that sounds terrible, right? Like that sounds, it feels like one of that's probably up there in the top 5 or 10 things that you could do. That's a bad thing, right? But there's not many more above that than like, first of all, domestic abuse and then domestic abuse against like your pregnant girlfriend. Like that sounds like a Tyreek Hill sort of thing, you know, like that's pretty bad, right?
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what is going to happen to. So as of the time.
Well, what I would say, like, that's even. I mean, neither one of us are lawyers, right? And if we were, we're not your lawyer. But in Texas, like, a lot of domestic assaults are Class A misdemeanors. But if you're, like, according to the affidavit, right? Like, he put his hand on her neck and applied pressure. Like, that's a whole different ball game.
Because it sounds.
I mean, that's like strangling someone. Yeah. You know, like, and we like, jeez, oh my god.
Does that, when you hear that, does that make you wince more than if it was just like he punched her in the face? You think that's even worse? Is that why you say it like that? Because I didn't know the extent of it.
I think in Texas it treats domestic assault, like when it becomes a third degree felony, it's if the person intentionally, knowingly, recklessly hindered the victim's normal breathing
or
circulation. So it's like strangling somebody, putting your hand over their nose, their mouth.
So that's why it was a third degree felony, not just because she was pregnant, but because of how the assault was performed. Okay. Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay. I thought it was because she was pregnant. It's like, oh, when it's against someone who's pregnant, that's.
It could be, man. I'm just reading Texas law websites. Just like everybody else.
Yeah. Just thank God you're not my lawyer. No. So is it different? I mean, you have no idea if it's different in New York, right?
There's specific, like a specific penal code in New York for strangulation if you apply pressure to somebody's throat or neck.
So when you hear third degree felony, you're like, okay, I might be legal dumb, like misdemeanor and felony, like felony charges could be 2 years or more, right? And misdemeanors 2 years or less. Is that the
person? 1 year is the cutoff.
1 year is a cutoff between misdemeanor and felony. Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
But just like when it had come out originally, I didn't see a mention of like hands around the neck like that. Like I'm just seeing some of this now. And he's subsequently turned himself in. I see.
Yeah. I see. I just saw that too. He posted bond.
Won't have like an OJ. Well, that's something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think his is it's still very serious. If true, I was going to say it's a little less serious, but I mean, double murder is slightly worse than, you know, obviously domestic abuse, but we're not trying to compare the two. They're both terrible things. If true, again, like I don't know.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I don't know about you. It's all speculation. I don't want, I guess I'm reluctant to go all in on this just because.
Of course.
I kind of did with Matt Araiza. I didn't kind
of. You did?
I didn't kind of, but like. I was of the opinion, I was like, worst case scenario is it's statutory rape, right? And then, or best case scenario, statutory rape. Worst case scenario, he's like a terrible person that needs to be buried under the prison. Well, it turns out that, you know, based on the article about the assistant DA's finding, is that this was like the worst case scenario for him, and that the girl lied about everything. Like there were several different accounts of like for different people at the party, her friends, not to drag this up, but like that she lied about everything. She told everyone she was 18 when she was 16 or whatever. She told like the area where like she was supposedly like sexually assaulted by multiple people. Like they took video of it and they showed it to her and they said there is no point in this video where it looks like you are upset with what's going on or are telling them to stop, and to the point where the girl was like, basically like, yeah, you're right. Like, so she essentially could, which in Matt Araiza's scenario, she ruined his career and potentially life. And then these other people, I don't know what happened with that, but that's like the worst case scenario is somebody coming out saying that they did something that they completely didn't do. Right. So I'm reluctant to go all in on this, but it doesn't look good. The fact that this happened.
Well, anybody can accuse anybody of anything really. So if they're like breaking up and she like, who knows? It absolutely could be fabricated, right?
Oh, for sure. For sure. What was that? Who was that guy that that football player that didn't end up going to the college football? He was going to have like a scholarship to USC. Brian Banks, the Brian Banks story, right? Where he was like, this girl like took him aside in high school and like he's like, we did not have sex, but, you know, we kind of went into this area and, you know, flirting, right? Or not flirting, but a little bit more than that. So then she all of a sudden said like he raped her, right? And so all of a sudden he went to from like being on a scholarship to like you're doing jail time. And the DA told him then, or he had the public attorney, right? Just like a regular free, is that what it's called? Public attorney? Public defense?
And yeah, for sure.
Public defender. And they're like, they're giving you an option for 5 years. And he's like, what? He's like, I didn't do anything though. And they're like, that's the best offer you're going to get. I think you should take it. He's like, well, at least let me talk to my mom. I want to talk to my mom about this. He's like, you can't. You have to decide right now if you're going to go to jail for 5 years or be found guilty and go to jail for 30 years, right? So imagine being like a 17-year-old having to do that. And then all of a sudden, you know, he goes to jail and then he corners the girl and gets her to confess into like a recording that, you know, she actually did fabricate everything. And she also got like $1 million from the public school or the school district or whatever for this lie. And you're just like, that's the worst of people, right? Like, this is the absolute worst. So it could easily be fabricated, right? But at the same time, you don't want to not trust the victim or whatever, right? At the same time, it's thin ice. It's like a very like toe the line sort of scenario. It also doesn't look good that Von Miller has a history of this. You know, like he's been accused by the same person for abuse. And then he's also the revenge porn allegations that happened like right as he signed with Buffalo. I don't know if you remember that, Mike, but there was like allegations of that. And that can come with some penalties as well. Like that's something that you can get tried for depending on the state and their legal. Like revenge porn is a real thing. Like you can't blackmail people or post pictures of people online necessarily without their consent that they sent in private privacy. Anyway,
you're really up on this stuff.
Yeah. Well, it makes me glad that like, not for nothing that like when we were in more of a dating age, like smartphones and pictures and whatever, like nudes and stuff weren't like really a thing, you know, not to date ourselves, but like we are, I am. Like you could have found a way for sure. Like it's not like that stuff didn't exist, but it wasn't on the same level of like, okay, let me take that picture you just sent me and post it online. You know, like you would have had to do some serious work to do that. So
serious work inventing the internet.
and I, you know,
and text messaging.
When we started text messaging, it was like the number pad, right? Like you'd press one like three times to get a C or whatever. Okay. Anyway. So yeah, it's a different time. And it's really weird. This backlash kind of comes at a weird time in Von Miller's career too, right? Like a season just coming off the ACL injury, you know, not.
Wait, he's off it?
I mean.
I feel like he's in the middle of it.
I feel like, so. Yeah. He's playing like he's in the middle of it. And he's still...
He's playing like he's at the beginning of it.
Like it's training camp.
Like he didn't have the surgery. Like he just got injured.
You know what's funny is, didn't I feel like he had the surgery like a few weeks later than I would have liked him to have it? It's like, well, whatever. He has his own people. And then after that, he's like, oh, I'll be ready by the beginning of the year. Okay. Okay, guy, I'm not going to plan on that, but that's nice that you said that. The beginning of the year comes, he's not ready. Week 6 comes along. And you're like, he's starting to practice. Like, okay, all right. Well, he starts that first game out and it's just like, does nothing. I think he has like 1.5 tackles in the last, what, 6 games? Like, why even go out there, right? Like, we've talked about this on the podcast. It's, you know, personal stuff aside, he is not Von Miller. Unless Von Miller's, like, greatest threat is running 10 yards around the quarterback.
It's a kind of interesting, like how intertwined is that belief in yourself, right? Like, is that a crucial component of his makeup that allowed him to get to like Super Bowl MVP, like prime, like top 3 defensive players when he played, right? Like, is that belief in self what got him there? And then he's just wildly inaccurate since becoming a Buffalo Bill. It's kind of like, it reminds me a little bit of Elon Musk. Like, he's been promising me self-driving for a decade, at least, like autonomous. Like, oh, you buy a Tesla. I don't have a Tesla. If you buy a Tesla, when you're not using it, it's going to go out and act as an autonomous taxi.
I'm going to be making money in my sleep.
You're going to have your own taxi cab company. You buy this $35,000 car. You're going to be making $35,000 a month. Whatever is wrong with it. Like, is that, does he know that's bullshit? Or is just that reality distortion what allowed him to create rockets, that reusable rockets that will let us be interplanetary, right? Like, is it like, so Von Miller promising he'll be back, does he believe that, or is he just keeping his name out there, making sure the fans don't turn on him, like, oh, this is the worst contract in Bill's history? Like, does he know it's all bullshit? I don't know. Like, it's just interesting to think about.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know if it's just hubris or, like you said, maybe it's just confidence in yourself to get to that. I mean, you can't get to any of these guys' level without being super confident in yourself and be like, well, I hope I don't suck. Like, these guys can't go in on a daily basis because, like, they get burned. If you're a defensive back and you get burned on a touchdown, you'd be like, well, I guess I do suck. Like, you can't be that way and survive in that sport, I think, without having a huge confidence in self. Now, as far as promising,
I don't know. I think sometimes people are like, I don't know, like in puking before games and like having anxiety,
nerves. Yeah. I think with him, I think he looked at his first time going after the ACL, you know, surgery and rehabbing, thinking that this is how it's going to go. I'm going to do this faster. I've already gotten to this level, just not realizing that it's what, 7-8 years after that one, right? Like, he doesn't. Sometimes I know that these guys want to play as long as they do, but they don't realize that there's a reason why guys age out of the league and they don't play till their 50s. You know, that's just not the same. So I think he was, I think he honestly thought he was going to come back then. I think he thought he was going to.
I guess I can kind of, like, I feel like I'm in the greatest shape I've ever been in.
You are. That's the difference. So you are actually in the best shape.
Thank you. Well, when you start off at such a low point. It's a little different, I admit.
You're like, I was a sack of shit for 20 years, but now I'm like, I'm peaking. Whereas like Von Miller is like the exact opposite, you know, right? Hard time, probably.
Bro, I want to peak at 100 right before you die.
Dude, 60 is the
new, every year.
60 is the new 30. I plan on peaking at 60.
Yeah. Finally have a little walking around money.
Oh, finally. Jeez. Finally, if we haven't all been replaced by AI, which will inevitably happen.
I think 3-4 years, man. We got to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Is when the singularity is just like humans cannot understand the exponential function. It's just like little bit, little bit, little bit. They're smarter. They kill us all.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they keep us?
We got to enjoy it.
Why wouldn't they keep us around? Because we're in the way.
Do you keep ants around?
I let them do their own thing. I don't go out there looking to try to eliminate all of them. But if they're on my picnic or they're on my plate.
But you build your house on top of an anthill, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mow down a few trees where squirrels and birds made their homes. Yeah, it's got to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, good point.
Yeah, so sucks that this happened. Good that he turned himself in and let it play out. Like, how does it affect the Bills, I guess?
So we talk about this with injuries, right, to other teams, like Joe Burrow's injury and Deshaun Watson's injury, Mark Andrews, like all the big injuries in the AFC with teams that we're competing against, right? Like, you never wish injuries on anyone.
Never.
You don't want anyone to get hurt. You're like,
you want to beat the best.
You want to beat the best. But if it has to happen, has to happen, like, you know, would you rather have, I'm trying to think of like Zach Wilson get hurt or Joe Burrow get hurt? Like, exactly.
I don't know if we should use real names.
Oh, okay.
Let's make up fake names.
Okay, so think of fake names. Okay.
Zach Plack. Slippy Slappy.
Swat. Instead of Zach Wilson, maybe it's like Zach Smith.
Usually we're better.
We're better. Yeah, a little bit better. And instead of Joe Burrow, it's Flo.
Bo
Sparrow.
Yeah, I mean, just purely from like an analytics standpoint in terms of helping the Bills.
Yeah, an analytics standpoint, not like a personal standpoint, which is obviously terrible.
Yeah.
Take the humanity out of it if you could. And then you're like, if it's got to happen to a Bills defender, I mean, would it be better if it was Leonard Floyd or Von Miller? It's like, this is kind of in a terrible way that ended up. Like, he's basically going to be suspended for the rest of the season unless there's clarity, right? Like, he's basically like suspended with
pay. Like on the commissioner's list?
Exactly. On the commissioner's list. So suspended with pay until
until your it's like adjudicated.
Exactly. So we're looking for the rest of the season. He probably won't be active ever. And like, if you're looking at, if I'm looking at it from a defensive standpoint, would I rather this happen to Greg Rousseau or Von Miller at this point? Would I rather it happen to like Leonard Floyd or Von Miller? It's like Von Miller, 100%. If one guy has to sit, I mean, we've talked about this on the podcast. He's getting 20, 30 snaps a game and he's doing absolutely nothing with them, it feels like. So like, we've wanted these precious snaps in games that we could have won if someone had made a play, perhaps, to go to like a Floyd, and now they will. So I don't want it to happen this way.
I don't view it as the playing time. Like, I mean, he's not doing anything, of course. I saw a meme, you know, the meme of like the two arms like joined together in the center.
Oh, was it the?
Yeah, yeah. It's like two. Is it like a white and a black arm or something? Like coming together. In unity. And one side was like Buffalo Bills fans and the other side was like Dallas Police Department. And the middle was like looking for Von Miller.
There was one.
It's like, I get this sentiment, but it's more like the money aspect I'm curious about, like in the future. Like, I think the Patriots made the public perception was such like so horrific, the crimes. Like, I could kind of see how they did what they did and why they do what they did, cutting Hernandez, but I think it kind of screwed him on the salary cap situation, if memory serves, right? Because they just jumped the gun, didn't wait for it to play out, and ended up paying a lot more than they would have had to for years.
Yeah, because they didn't. Yeah. So it says, okay, so listen to this. Miller has a salary. Hold on, let me share this. So Miller has a salary of $17.145 million for 2024. Currently, all of it is guaranteed for injury. Of that amount, $10.71 million is fully guaranteed. The rest of it becomes fully guaranteed in March 2024. Miller's contract allows, this is from Pro Football Talk, by the way. Miller's contract allows the Bills to void the guarantees if he is suspended under the personal conduct policy. From the team's standpoint, time will be of the essence. The Bills need a suspension to be imposed before the 2024 season begins so that the guarantees could be voided and, at the right time, Miller can be released. Some will argue that the Bills should release Miller now, given the nature of the allegations. After all, that's what they did with punter Matt Areza after he was sued for rape in August 2022. If the Bills cut Miller before he is suspended, however, they'll owe him the $10.71 million. If when Miller lands on the pay leave, he'll get the remainder of his 2023 base salary, which dropped to $1.3 million as part of a simple restructuring earlier this year. In turn, the Bills will avoid active roster bonuses in the amount of $15,000 per game. Who gives a shit? $15,000 per game. To you and me, that's a big deal, but to them, it's just like, yeah. Regardless of how things pay out, the situation gives the Bills a potential out for Miller's deal if they want to save $17.145 million and move on. And if the NFL suspends him under the personal conduct policy before the start of next season. So, Mike, what's interesting about that, by the way, Pro Football Talk, like Mike Florio just went on Pro Football, like I think it was on Barstool Sports. It was basically like, I just make educated guesses. I don't have any insider information for the most part. And they're like, so you just make stuff up? He's like, no. He's like, it's stuff based on what I've seen and what's happened in the NFL. He's like, do I have sources? No. He's like, but I've been around the block. I know how it goes. Is like, it's just funny. So he's you know, what everyone's trying to do on the internet when they write their own blog or website is clickbait, right? Like, that's what he does. So this is the first.
That's all you do, right? Clickbait?
Yeah. I mean, I write about Trump and Biden in our YouTube page just to get more hits. Very divisive comments.
Jeez. Trump, Biden.
Yeah. That's like old school. I got to do like AI. What are some other good tags I could use in YouTube? It's a simulation? Pandemic? I don't know. But anyway, so.
Girls?
Nude?
Biden?
Girls. Remember Girls Gone?
What are you talking about?
Remember Girls Gone Wild back in the day? It just made me think of that. Girls, YouTube video.
Like those commercials?
The commercials for like the videos that they sent like. For $19.99, you can get Girls Gone Wild, and they were on Spring Break Edition. Like, they were just girls just showing their boobs, right? Like, or whatever. And the guys would just literally, like, go to these places where there were lots of women, whether it was Mexico or Florida or wherever, and they would just videotape people doing it, and then they would sell the tape for $20. It's amazing. I mean, what a great idea. The guy's probably a billionaire by now, but at the time before the internet, that was it. You know, so yeah. So I should do that. Girls Gone Wild. Maybe I'll do that as a tag.
Hopefully, he branched out before the internet.
Yeah. Did you ever see that Pam and Tommy Lee thing on Hulu?
No.
The guy who made the videos, like initially, who got the video of Pam and Tommy Lee, like, and he went to his like friend who was a porn producer, is like, dude, we can make a lot of money off this. So they started distributing like copies of it. Well, the problem is like, he would sell them online, and that was like when the internet was first in its infancy, and he would like send tapes to like people all over the country, right? And then all of a sudden he shows up to like the record store to buy something, and this guy's in the back of his trunk selling the same VHS tape for $10 instead of like $30. He's like, hey man, you can do that. He's like, hey, screw you, I can do this whenever I want, because he's basically just taking a copy and making copies himself. It's like, ah, geez, right? Like everyone started doing that because he couldn't. Anyway, that had nothing to do with Von Miller or this situation. I thought it was interesting how quickly his like business plan just dissolved because of it. So,
I mean, it seems like imminently foreseeable.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like 6 minute abs.
Oh, man. So it sounds like there's a way that
couldn't they just do five?
Remember that you're talking about, there's something about Mary when you're discussing that, right?
Yeah,
he's in the car with the hitchhiker, and the guy starts like going berserk. He's like, 5 minutes ab, no one will do 5 minute abs. It's impossible. Can't get it
because the hitchhiker's whole idea was going from 8 to 7.
Was it 8 to 7? I can't remember.
7 to 6.
My idea is 7 minutes abs. And Ben Stiller's like, well, I guess you could always do 6 minutes. He's like, no. It turns out he murdered, like, or he had a body in the bag with him the whole time.
Bro, spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Geez, sorry. That one part. The rest of the movie still
good. Bleep that out.
I won't. Yeah. I won't. So it looks like the Bills have an out for Von Miller, which is could potentially be a good thing. I mean, of course, as soon as he leaves, like he'll return to like the 2022 form and just like ball out completely because
he'll be unstoppable.
He'll probably go to like the Dolphins or the Jets, right? Or the Patriots. And guy's just going to, every time he plays the Bills, like 6 sacks like from him, unbelievably. But I just thought this was interesting, a discussion to talk about as far as like what happened, what could happen with him from here on out, because I mean, this is kind of, it's not uncharted territory for the Bills because it happened similarly with Matt Araiza, but there's a 2021 incident, also accused domestic violence of Miller, but Miller was not charged after an investigation failed to yield sufficient evidence. You know what's interesting too, Mike, is again, like not saying that you can't trust the victim. I feel like I have to have a standing, what's it called? Like
disclaimer.
Thank you. Disclaimer. And did you see the Amber and Johnny Depp, Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp thing on Netflix? Or, I mean, you know about the trial, but you know about the trial. It was basically just show trial footage, but I mean, that was a big deal, right? Like it was a big deal because Amber Heard essentially ruined Johnny Depp's career by implying that he was physically abusing her. So then she became one of the spokespeople for the Me Too movement, right? And as a guy, like, I guess I never really thought about that stuff, but that is your, one of your worst nightmares is being found guilty. You know, he said, she said thing, and you're found guilty of something that you didn't do. And that's, I don't know 100% sure of Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, because, you know, it looks like they were both not great to each other, to be honest. Like, he wasn't the perfect boyfriend, but she definitely wasn't as innocent as she made herself. Oh, I'm just a victim of domestic. Like she talked about hitting him and essentially abusing him. She admitted to it on tape, but yeah. Anyway, so that's like, so you don't want to not trust the victim, but at the same time, like we have instances, we know of instances, like maybe you know of one personally where it's happened and you don't want to get caught like automatically lambasting the guy when you don't know for sure. And I think we did a whole episode. I didn't do it with you and John. I did it with another member of Buffalo Rumblings, Sean Murphy. But we talked about the Matt Araiza thing. But we always said, like, hey, if it's not true, I hope he's completely, you know, found innocent of everything. But it can ruin people's careers. And in Brian Bakes' case, his life. So anyway, there's a lot that's probably going to happen. But at least for now, we just know he's going to be inactive for the time being on the commissioner's list. He shouldn't be playing for the rest of the season, probably, unless something happens. But yeah. I mean, I guess if you're trying to look at a positive of this thing from a Bills fan perspective, at least it's happening in the bye week, right? Like at least the Bills will have a chance to plan it. It's not like the day before Sunday where they have to scheme Von Miller out of the defense. Like they're not planning on playing the Chiefs with Von Miller. So, I mean, it also kind of works against them because the Chiefs know that he won't be there. But at the same time, it's like, what are you really game planning for at this point, right?
Yeah.
So,
what do you think about Jordan Phillips and Shaq Lawson? Do you believe them?
You know, I'm glad that they showed. So the night of when we recorded the podcast, I hadn't seen the footage of Jordan Phillips and Shaq Lawson like pushing that fan or whatever in the stands. It was a bad look, but I was seeing it from the fan standpoint. And then I saw it from the field standpoint. It looked like the fan was about to throw a beer on, like pour his beer on Jordan Phillips or Shaq Lawson or both of them. And then they kind of shoved him. Because at first I'm like, this looks terrible. You just shoved him. And then they basically went, for those that don't know, they went on Instagram saying that this guy was, they asked him to be removed. He was essentially like threatening their families or whatever, which is kind of crazy that somebody would do that. But
I don't know if I even believe that, really.
That sounds unlikely, right? And if so, like, that guy had nice seats. Like, he was well off. Like, you don't have those seats. And that's probably one of the reasons why they didn't kick him out, by the way, because those were, like, exclusive seats right near the sidelines. But
yeah, good seats, but still so far from the actual bench where the players are. Like, so just to walk over there is, like, unbelievable. It's like, if you're telling me a fan got in your head that much where you had to go all the way over there and confront them, like, come on. It's kind of like, I'm incredulous, like the thin skin that they have.
Yeah, especially for those two guys who have been known to get into fights and have behaviors that one would argue are pretty violent. Like Jordan Phillips almost got, no, I guess it wasn't him. He got in between Deion Dawkins and a guy that wanted to fight Deion Dawkins from the Jets. So he kind of helped clear that out. But Shaq Lawson, we know, has gotten into it before. Like, he had that big fight against the Jaguars a few years ago. Like, these aren't guys that are just like completely, you're right, the thin skin thing is kind of like, if Dalton Kincaid went over there and started like then you know it's bad. Like, whatever that guy said. Yeah, I don't, the more we talk about it, the more I don't know if I 100% believe him. I believe he said some terrible things. But at the same time, it's like, what about LeBron James? Isn't LeBron James like call for people to get removed from the stands? Of course, they're like, you know, a foot away from him when they're sitting right there on the floor, right?
Yeah. To me, it's a little different.
Yeah.
But even then, I mean, come on.
Just ignore it, right? It's like what I do to social media trolls. Hit the mute button, man. Don't give into it. Don't, if you just feed them when you reply, I've never had somebody that trolled us on Twitter or social media been like, actually it was this way. And they're like, you know what? Good point. Good point. I didn't know that when I originally said that. Sorry about that. They just like cry or something, you know, like it's just something stupid. So you just give them, you just feed them when you do this. So commissioner's exempt list for the exempt list for, which is what we're thinking Von Miller will be. Since he's been arrested, the exempt list is a special player status available to clubs only in unusual circumstances. The list includes those players who have been declared by the commissioner to be temporarily exempt from counting within the active list limit. Only the commissioner has the authority to place a player on the exempt list. Clubs have no such authority, and no exemption, regardless of circumstances, is automatic. The commissioner also has the authority to determine in advance whether a player's time on the exempt list will be finite or will continue until the commissioner deems the exemption should be lifted and the player returned to the active list. So, yeah, we're just kind of hoping that Now I wonder how that deals with the 53-man roster. But he wouldn't count on the 53-man roster. Okay. For Miller, his contract would keep being paid, but he wouldn't count on the 53-man roster. Okay. There we go. What's funny is the Bills doubled down, and I believe they restructured his contract over the summer to push money around so that they could sign more players. And the problem is, like, you do that, it sounds like, you know, they're doing that for their players that, you know, they want to be with the team for several years, right? Like Tre'Davious White, Deion Dawkins, you know, but they also did it for Von Miller. So they put themselves in this position by giving him all this guaranteed money and restructuring his bonuses and everything like that. So it's going to cost them more in the long run, and it makes it a lot harder to get out of that contract financially because they did that. But then again, I mean, how could you ever predict that something like this would happen, right? I mean, even though he kind of has a history, kind of has a brief history. Do you think that was short-sighted by the Bills to do that, to move money around? I mean, they had to make some moves, so we're not upset that they signed Leonard Floyd. We're all happy about that. We're not upset that they have Rasul Douglas. Like, we're all happy about that, you know, even though they traded for him. No one's upset that they signed Connor McGovern. Everyone's happy about that. So,
support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Co-Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Anyway, anything else you want to discuss on this one? Mike, I forgot to mention this episode is brought to you by the Twin Spires Sportsbook at DeLago. At the DeLago Resort and Casino in Waterloo, New York. Any other thoughts about this one? I mean, police were at the scene, you know, like at this. I mean, this isn't like it's all completely, you know, she just showed up the next day at the police station saying this is what he did. Like the police were called because there was a major disturbance in Dallas where it happened at 11 a.m. So the officers were there and they noticed that the people were in an argument and the assault happened. So like, I don't know. Doesn't look good. So, Mike, anything else you want to add to this before we call it an episode?
I don't think so. I think all we can do is wait and see.
Exactly. So we're going to come back to you guys on Sunday night when we normally record our podcast. And we're going to discuss Sean McDermott and everything. If there's any updates on Von Miller, I'm sure we'll cover that then as well. But we're going to discuss Sean McDermott. Do we think he should continue to be the Bills head coach? How much of a leash do you give him till he's on the hot seat, or is his seat really warm right now? There was just a report out today. I will say this from The Athletic, from Tim Graham, saying from at least four sources within the Bills organization said that nothing will happen to Sean McDermott this season. Like no matter what, he's not going to get fired, which I always agreed with, but I still think there's a way that like that could change depending on how the season goes. So thank you guys all for listening. Again, this episode is brought to you by the Twin Spires Sportsbook at DeLago, at the DeLago Resort and Casino in Waterloo, New York. So literally breaking news after we just recorded this episode, there was an article from Pro Football Talk. It says the alleged victim in the felony assault case against Bills linebacker Von Miller has apparently recanted her contentions. via the WFAA, the alleged victim texted, "No one assaulted anyone. This insane and sad." Miller faces a felony charge of assaulting a pregnant person earlier this week in Dallas. So there was an affidavit of what happened at 10:40 a.m., which I didn't have access to the time of the recording earlier, but this is what allegedly happened. He allegedly followed her to the office and yelled at her to get out after she exited the main bedroom and slammed a door leading to an office in the apartment that made Miller visibly angry. He yelled at her and told her to get out. He allegedly shoved and pushed her while she attempted to comply. He at one point allegedly took out his phone in an effort to record the incident. She allegedly yelled repeatedly, "Stop, I'm pregnant." He allegedly stepped on her foot and pushed her, causing her to fall into a chair. He allegedly put a hand on her neck and applied pressure for 3 to 5 seconds. Jeez. It caused her pain, but it did not keep her from having any difficulty breathing. The altercation continued with Miller allegedly grabbing her phone and throwing her laptop on the ground, stomping it. He allegedly pulled her hair and caused her to fall to the ground. A chunk of her hair allegedly was ripped from her scalp. Jeez. He began recording the incident with her phone. She began recording the incident with her phone. He allegedly grabbed her, pushed her onto the couch, and again placed pressure on her neck with both hands. It caused more pain. So this is kind of what Mike was alluding to with the strangulation. When she told Miller she planned to call the police, he allegedly left the residence. Police reportedly observed minor abrasions on her left hand and bruising on her neck. They also noticed bruising on her abdomen and left arm. The alleged victim told police she is 6 weeks pregnant. She produced a photo of a positive pregnancy test and a screenshot of a text exchange with Miller regarding the pregnancy. 2 days later, she's claiming nothing happened. Whether that causes the entire incident to go away remains to be seen. So we really don't know. This could end tomorrow, or this could drag on and he could be put on the commissioner's exempt list. We actually don't know at this point. I was thinking it was definitely trending that way, but now maybe not. If you remember the Ray Rice incident with his girlfriend at the time, even though he was planning on getting married to that woman even after the incident, like, that still didn't stop the issues in the NFL. And basically, he got blackballed from the NFL, and I don't believe he ever played again because of it. So sometimes maybe that matters, but then I think of the Ray Rice incident, her recanting her statement or her being okay with it or whatever, acknowledging her quote-unquote part in the terrible thing that happened, the NFL might not care what she has to say just because there is a police affidavit and they're unsure. So we'll keep you guys up to date. We'll talk to you guys again Monday morning and discuss any new updates that we have on that. So thank you guys all for listening. Appreciate you guys following along. We'll keep you updated as it goes along. So signing off for Mike.
Go Bills. Do you have an Apple Plus account I could borrow?
Yes. Yes, I do. Why? What do you want to watch in it?
Anything. I feel like there's a whole catalog I'm missing out on.
Yeah, Ted Lasso.
I'm team Android, man.
Was it Mandroid? What'd you call it?
I said I'm team Android.
Team Android.
I don't think Apple will even let you sign up, right? Ah, such a walled garden they've created.
Do you have a how do you watch stuff on your TV? Fire Stick or Roku or something?
Yeah.
You can get the Apple Plus app that way, but
And just pay for it? I thought you needed like an Apple device.
No. I have it on my Fire Stick.
Yeah, but you have an Apple phone, guy.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you can still get it if you don't have Apple phone.
Let's go to the internet and
all
see.
All my relatives who mooch off of my account do not have iPhones.
Mooch off your account. You created the account. Oh. You have an iPhone.
I said you could use my account, but I imagine you could create one.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Well, now that you just yelled at me, I don't think I want to.
How many moochers we talk? How many people are on there? Am I going to boot it up and it's going to be like, oh, three other people are currently watching?
Oh, you'll have to open up a browser to get to it on your Android.
Well, as long as I have your login and password, I'll download the app like on the TV, the smart TV, yeah. Right? Like, I would just sign up for a free trial or a 1 month and just binge everything and then unsubscribe.
Yeah, that's the...
But because I don't have an iPhone, I can't do that.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you into their system. Well, if you want to watch the morning show, there was a cool series called C-S-E-E, and it's with Jason Momoa.
About the blind people?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan
Are they just like stumbling around?
Yeah, they basically are just falling down half the time, tripping on shit. Like, no. No, it's like, I'm not a big fan of dystopian futures, like the Mad Max stuff. Like, I can't really get into it, but this was really interesting because it was almost like they went back in time with like technology and stuff, because the whole entire human race was born without vision. And because something happened, there's like a virus or sickness where people were not born with sight anymore. So then
COVID-20.
Yeah. Is it COVID-23? It would be if it came out again, right? This year, COVID-23, COVID-24. So they basically like, and there were people that were born with sight, but they were like searched out by the people without sight because they thought it was like witchcraft, right? So there were these witch finders and like,
wait, I have to totally betray my ignorance. They called it COVID-19 because it came out in 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that.
I thought it was like the 19th version that was identified.
That just so happened to come out in 2019.
Dude, there's a lot of coincidental stuff.
That is the most coincidental thing ever.
No.
Absolutely.
No. There's stranger than fiction, life. You know, the most ironic thing that could ever happen happens constantly. Like, you're talking Von Miller's going to come back and end Josh Allen's career. Like, that'll happen. Just to put the
Jeez, I didn't say that. I just said he was going to have six sacks. I didn't say he was going to end his career. COVID-19 is the name of this disease on February 2020. Previously known as 2019 novel coronavirus. That's why it was called COVID-19. So they just, that was the official name for it, because it was known when it was just circling around and it wasn't global. It was just known as the 2019 novel coronavirus. So that is hilarious that you didn't know that. I don't know if I want someone like you using my Apple Plus. You're probably going to get me locked out now.
Well, it doesn't have like an intelligence. Does it have like a CAPTCHA, like intelligence threshold?
Dude, do you ever get those intelligence ones where they're like, here's a bike? And then you do like, and you're like, well, this frame kind of has like a piece of the handle. So then you click on it.
Always.
And then it's like, we'll give you the next one. And it's like, what? Did I fucking fail? Like, how did, how come you're giving me a new one? And then you're like, here's the stairs. I'm like, it's pretty obvious where these stairs are. Oh, we'll give you a new one. I'm like, did I fucking fail again? Like, what's going on? You ever do those ones where like, as soon as you click on a tile, it produces another tile?
Mm.
Yeah.
The advanced.
Yeah. AI will find a way around that very soon. So, but yeah, so see, people couldn't see. So they tried to go after the people that they found out could see to eradicate them. See, it doesn't matter. Religion, race, jeez, whatever.
Tribalism.
It's going to happen. Love to hate. It's going to happen. Bills fans, Philadelphia Eagles fans, it doesn't matter. By the way, the Eagles are my new favorite, least favorite NFC fan base. They just all of a sudden, they all became horse collar tackle experts within, you know, a day. And I'd be totally fine with like them being like, that's ridiculous, if they didn't whine and complain about the holding call in the Super Bowl, right? Like, if they weren't the biggest crybabies about it, which I kind of agreed with them to a point before. Now I don't give a shit. Now I'm glad that that happened to them. But before that.
So you're going to give me the passwords?
Oh, I'm not going to give it to you on the air. I don't need being locked out and me paying $12.99 a month or whatever it is. Yeah, I can give it to you. What are you going to give me? Do you have HBO Max or something? What can I? This isn't going to be a one-sided transaction.
Yeah, I have HBO Max.
Do you?
For Curb when it comes back. They got me because it was like an automatic renewal. They hook you. Like, oh, $1 a month. Well, yeah, perfect.
That's a deal. I'd be losing
money. And then the fine print on the second webpage. Like, oh, you agree to renew it $49.99 for a year. Whatever, right?
Yeah.
No, it was
$1 a month for the first month.
For the first one day prorated.
You actually end up paying more for the free trial. It's like that was. I wish this is what I always plan to do, and I never freaking do it. Is I wanted to, like, you know, when you go on vacation for like a week somewhere, you go and you won't be able to use your streaming services because you'll be traveling to somebody else's place or a hotel or whatever. You just won't be watching as much TV as you normally do, right? I wanted to like cancel all my streaming services, right? Because like right now you're paying the max you can possibly pay. But if you canceled, then you could become a new user and then get that, you know, $12 for the first year, right?
Intro deal, yeah.
Intro deal again, right? Like you can do that. Like I think about that with the Athletic subscription that I have because I keep on getting advertisements for it like above the banner until I log in. Until I log in, then it knows. But like before the banner, it's like $199 a month. I'm like, I'm paying like $80 a year for this. I would love to pay $199 a month, but you'd have to start over again. I just wish I had the thing to be like, I'm canceling everything right now. Apple, Disney, thing, Netflix. And then when I come back in a week, week and a half, whatever, like I'll be, instead of paying $100 a month, I'll be paying, you know, 60, 65, something like that. But
it's a good dream.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how they get you though. They know that you won't pay for it. They know that you won't do that, but cool, man. So anything else you want to do before signing off and getting my Apple Plus subscription? I was serious about HBO Max too, man. You got to share that stuff. If I'm going to share Apple Plus, I mean, it's got to be a two-way street.
I only need it for like a night or two.
I'll only need the HBO Max for a night or two. I'm going to binge The Sopranos, Curb. I haven't caught up on the last.
You're going to be falling asleep to that every night. Are you going to create your own profile? I feel like that's how they catch you.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want you messing up my shit.
I tried to think of what's in like HBO that you wouldn't want to watch. Like, why? God, why do I have to scroll through like Deadwood?
Very little.
Yeah, right? Like, everything's pretty good there. So I've never heard anyone say that was the worst series ever and it was on HBO. I can't believe HBO made it. Like, that's, I don't think that's ever been said. Did I ever tell you how we used to get HBO for free for years? Do you remember that? I don't know if I ever told you that. Or that's how we watched that Robert Schimmel comedy special. My parents weren't going to spring for HBO back in the day. Like, they just got cable, and the guy that hooked up the cable either...
Wait, do your parents call it home box office?
No. No.
Okay.
Why? Do other people? Yeah.
I feel like
older people. Yeah, older people call it home box office. Yeah.
So elitist.
One of my wife's friends is 18 years older. One of my wife's friend's husband is 18 years older than my wife and her friend. So now he's what, his 50s now or whatever? And he's like home box office. And we're like, you mean HBO old man? She just...
I didn't know you were being monitored.
Yeah, we were talking about so-and-so calling it home box office. She's talking from the stairs. I'm recording right now. You can get on if you want. I can give you a mic. I haven't had enough wine, she said. That would be a treat. So yeah. So the guy that originally turned on our cable at the time, like either did us a solid or completely switched the wrong switch. Cause we got free HBO for, I want to say like 10 years. And It was amazing to the fact that like when we lost it, I didn't watch as much TV as a kid, like, you know, like as a teenager,
your grades suddenly improved.
I got accepted to a college after this. Finally started doing homework. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, so Apple Plus is really good though. I hope you don't think it's... What,
our lives turn on such trivial things.
Well, at least trivial people like me, lives change on such small things. Yeah.
But I mean, you could have been so much more successful potentially.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's like an extra 3 hours a day. You tell me you wouldn't be a astronaut, doctor, Navy SEAL?
Man, if only I had spent that time. I can blame
a dozen languages.
I blame my parents. I blame my parents for not getting me into that stuff. It's their fault. Like, you got to get me into that stuff. I'm not just going to know on my own. Yeah.
How would you know? You weren't exposed.
How would I know? It's not like
did they let you start playing tennis when you're 16 and not 4?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I had a friend that played it, so I started playing it too. And I was like, this is really fun. You know, it's like they didn't tell me I couldn't do it, so they weren't like crazy.
You didn't even know it existed.
I didn't know it existed. Nobody was like, Nate, Whereas like my kids, I'm always trying to be like, hey, you want to do this? And they're like, no. Okay. I'm like overexposing them to absolutely every sport and like music and whatever just to see if they like it. And they're just like, this is enough. I want to be bored. Yeah, cool, man. So signing off for Mike.
Go Bills.
Oh, yeah, you already said that. And for me, Nate, go Bills. And we'll talk to you guys again Monday.
Yeah. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. We breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them. Breaking them. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. We breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them. Breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. Put a hit out on your favorite team. Find Step Diggs, he running the scene. Khalil Shakir, he doing his thing. Allen got weapons, shooting the bomb. Mafia mind, please don't step on my shoes. Game day ones, the white, the red, the blues. Hey, man. Breaking tables is traditional. Yeah. Wishing a fish, look at my drip. Never cheating like Belichick is. Sean McDermott never telling the biz. Deion Dawkins, Mr. Brown, we got Mitch. Gabe Davis told tapping to this. Who making anthems that slapping like nobody. This? Nobody getting the traction like nobody. This. Don Brown never been through a table. A Lombardi will get me through a table. Yeah. This is our year, will not be a fable. This is my year to perform on a table. Just to show you that I'm Buffalo ass. Going viral, your fans cannot match us. Don't you come to our house and just trash us. Get the table like Devon and Bubba Ray. What's up?
What's up?
Do you know who we are?
Yeah, I know.
It's the Mafia, baby. Yeah, everybody know. Don Brown.
Get the tables.
Yeah. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them. This for the mafia ladies. This shout out, they go to the mafia babes. I'm loving it here. You got mafia braids. Camo hat with the 17 on it. 17 on the earrings. You flaunt it. When it get cold, Buffalo got a sweater hat. And you know the number 17 still on it. Josh Allen in the ring. You want it. Hey, you find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them.
Thank you for listening to the Circling the Wagons podcast. Download and subscribe to us in your favorite podcast service. Email us at ctwpod@gmail.com. That's Charlie Tango Whiskey Pod at gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ctwpod. And most importantly, go Bills!
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills, mate.
'm reluctant to say is exposed. It's like, it's just a negative connotation now. 'Cause you're like, oh, I'm exposing my kids and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. And you're like, yeah, like there's just so much negativity.
Somebody would dub that in and be like, I'm exposing myself to my kids.
So many words like that. Diddle. I can't say that anymore.
Cannot say diddle. Absolutely nothing can be diddled. You did, if you were just like, oh, you know, I was diddling the piano keys when at my grandma's house on the ivory. You're like, you can't diddle keys. There's only one thing that can be diddled.
You can tickle them. tickle the ivories.
I'd argue that tickle the ivories
is even worse.
It's even more explicit than diddling the piano keys. Bill Burr had a funny thing about kids. He's like back in the day, he used to be able to, like, you know, like as a kid was going by, like, you know, like give him a little noogie, like, hey there, Rusty, how you go? How you doing? He's like, now kids are around. He's like, dude, get that thing the freak away from me, man. Get that thing the hell away from me. I want nothing to do with that. I don't need to go to jail. Like,
totally. Cross the street, run away. All right.
See ya.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cult Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within art, beats, and lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.